Thank you, everybody, for waiting. The panel has come to a decision in relation to item one at 12 Purcell Street, Elderslie. The panel's decision is to refuse the development application for the following reasons. One, the proposed development does not comply with Section 7.1 flood planning of the Camden Local Environmental Plan 2010. Two, the proposed development does not comply with the maximum size of an outbuilding and minimum side boundary setbacks as contained in Section D1.1 Rural Accommodations, Dwellings and Outbuildings of the Camden Development Control Plan 2011. Three, the application has not adequately demonstrated that the impacts on the flood behaviour of the locality can be satisfactorily addressed. Four, the proposal will have an unacceptable building bulk and visual impact on the adjoining property to the south due to its size and siting only 1 metre from the property boundary, noting this is the second rural outbuilding on the property. And five, the proposal is likely to have an unacceptable impact on the trees immediately adjoining the neighbouring property and on the future development of that site. That is the decision of this panel. It will be published on the council's website. So that item is now closed and we're going to move on to item two. Item two is to do with 12 Harrington Street, Elderslie. Just confirming, is there anybody who wished to address the panel in relation to 12 Harrington Street, Elderslie? That being the case, the panel will consider this matter and the decision of the panel will be published on the council's website. We'll move on to item three. Beg your pardon? Could you, if you're wanting to address the panel, could you come up and sit at the table, please? It's just for the purpose of recording, not to be pedantic, but anyone who wishes to address the panel, we just need to get it on the record, that's all. Yeah. So just press your mic. If you could explain who you are and...
Okay, my name's Millie. I'm the director at the preschool that is in item two. And our architect... Yes.
Full name?
Millie Burkick.
Thank you.
So are you representing the applicant?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so Reggie is the architect and sent me an email saying that this was on and if I wanted to attend to see what the outcome would be. So I was under the impression that the outcome would be published, like that one that just went, that the decision would be made.
Yeah, were you here at the start of the meeting?
Where, yes.
Yeah, so the intent was, as I outlined then, I'm sorry if it wasn't clear, that we would deal with that matter and come back and announce the decision on that matter because there were interested parties here who addressed the panel. With the rest of the matters, because there was no one who said they had an interest or wish to speak, then we were just going to go through and deal with those. But I can tell, now that you've raised it, I think it's fair to say that the panel, having read the report, is comfortable with the recommendation, and I could flag the fact that the panel will... determine the application as an approval, probably subject to the conditions. But we just need to spend a bit of time fine tuning it.
Okay.
But there's just to put your mind at ease.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's where we'll be heading. But rather than work through it now, we'll just deal with the rest of the panel, rest of the items. Just to make sure there's no other interested parties here as well.
Okay, so then I should find the decision in writing or on the website?
You'll find it on the website. Whoever the applicant is, they will receive the determination in writing as well. Yep.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good. Thanks very much. We'll move on to item three, which is the Torrens Title subdivision to create 10 residential lots, construction of 12 dwellings, including two sets of attached dwellings, five in each, and two studio dwellings with strata subdivision, landscaping and associated site works at 16 Podium Way, Oran Park. Is there anyone here with an interest in that matter and or wishes to address the panel? That being the case, we'll again...
Sorry, Stuart, I think I need to remove myself.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. You had already... there's no need to absent yourself. When we do discuss this matter, you will, and you've already noted that. But thanks again for reminding me, Dean. Item 4 is the Torrens Title subdivision into two lots and construction of two-storey dwellings at 24 Cape York Street, Gregory Hills. Again, I'll ask the same question. Please jump in if there's anyone with an interest or wishes to address the panel in relation to this matter. If there isn't, we will consider this report and our decision will be published on the Council's website. And lastly, in relation to the development applications, it's the construction of a deck and awning at 8 Stewart Drive, Oran Park. Is there anyone here with an interest in this matter and wishes to address the panel? No. Okay. Again, we will consider this matter and the panel's decision will be published on the Council's website. There being no other matters for this public forum and no one here who wishes to address the panel, then I will declare this section of the meeting closed and we'll go into camera to consider those matters as well as the two planning proposals which have been reported to the panel. So thank you for your attendance and thank you to the council officers for their assistance with today's meeting. I declare this part of the meeting closed. Thank you.